Sybil.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
J. Anthony Brown.
Every day this year, on time and present, baby. What is going on, Sybil Lou?
Now, if there's anybody who should say that, it's
I'm only
that
here
guy.
So I won't get fined. Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch.
I love him, man.
Why do you love that?
I do, Sybil.
And I'm really curious. What is it about him not following the rules? What's the big deal? You show up because it's your job. And
Is not to talk to the press.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
They made that part of it. His job is
to get touchdowns. That's his job.
Yeah, okay. That's his
and
job.
Along with the job, they require that
part of that is
that he's
this
required.
This guy doesn't want to talk.
But it's not a part of the game.
No, it is.
It has nothing to do with him.
It has nothing to
running
do
touchdown.
With the game.
Yeah, it does. Because
no, it doesn't.
No.
Okay, but if you are at the bequest of the people who pay your salary to do this, I mean, how are you going to get people in the stands? How are you going to get advertisers if you don't cooperate?
It's one guy that doesn't want to talk.
He just doesn't want to talk, Sam. He doesn't want to talk.
Okay. And he didn't just start not talking. He's been not talking.
Jay, that's not what I'm saying.
And they were going to fine him $500,000 if he didn't talk. So he went to the press conference. We're talking about Marshawn Lynch,
the running
back
of
the Seattle Seahawks. He doesn't like to talk to the press. And he had one answer for all the questions. I'm only here.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
It's
like the girl who goes to the club and don't want to dance.
No.
Would you like
Sybil.
To dance?
Sybil.
I don't want to dance.
Sybil.
I don't want to dance.
Why are you here? why are you at the club?
Huh? I'm listening to the music. I like the music. Why you don't want to dance?
Because
I don't want to dance.
It's a part of his job.
It's a part of the club. Leave me alone.
No,
I want to dance.
No,
okay,
it's not the same thing.
Why you come to the dance club,
Sybil? I mean,
if you don't
want
to dance.
You can make all you want, but that's not the same.
Well, that's what we're doing, making comparison.
Okay, here's the thing. We are on the radio, and we go out to meet the people. But that's not a part of our job.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And his talking is a part of his job.
No, his job is to run touchdowns.
No. That's a part of it. It's to be nice to the people.
And here's the other thing.
He's being nice.
If he was a really bad player.
That's not being nice.
He's cussing anybody out.
He's just being a jerk.
If he was a really bad, bad player, first of all, he wouldn't be on the team and nobody would be even talking to him. He'd be with his new boyfriend. What's his name? The one that's getting married who's a bad player and won't shut up. He won't shut up. So the guy don't want to talk.
He doesn't want to talk, Sam.
He don't want to talk. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
That's not.
All right, Dancing with the Stars. You can put off a Dancing with the Stars. Why do you have to dance the last dance?
Because it's part of the rules.
It's part of the rules.
Well, that's
part
stupid.
Of the rules. That's a stupid rule. That's a stupid rule. You just
American
got put
Idol.
Off.
You lose.
You
but,
just lost.
But I go back to, if Jay doesn't want to go to a happy hour and you say, come
that's
on.
That's part of his job.
That's part of my job.
And this
he's an entertainer.
And this is Marshawn's job. He's an entertainer, too.
No, he's a football player.
He's an entertainer, too.
He's a football player.
He's there to entertain the people.
He's there to run the football.
He is there to entertain the people.
And if he wasn't running touchdowns, this wouldn't be an issue. So the last thing he got fined for, I think, what, $11,000 for grabbing his crotch?
And giving the finger.
Yeah. That's easy to solve, Sybil.
And that should have been really so much less.
Yeah.
That's easy to solve. If you stop him from making touchdowns,
you don't have that problem.
I hear you. I just think that, you know, you're expected. Just
and if
like
you don't ask him any questions, you don't have that problem.
Just like you're expected to.
The man doesn't want
to
answer any questions.
No, just like you're expected to have a strong moral conduct, and just like you're expected not to beat your wife, just like you're expected not to run the
you're
football.
You're going to put not talking and beat your wife.
That's a part.
Not talking and beating your wife, Sam.
No, it's a part
Wait
of
a
the job.
Hold on, Sam.
No, it's a part of the job to have strong moral conduct.
Why you gotta bring up wife beating?
Well, I only bring it up because it's such an important part of this season. And it's not. I'm not making light of it. It is a part of what has been a part of what's so wrong with Major League Sports and the NFL.
Player, when you're home with your wife and she wants to talk and you don't want to talk.
It's a part of being married, Sybil. Sometimes, you need to talk to me. You don't want
no, sometimes you, everybody point. Knows that there are things
he
that
doesn't
want
to talk to you, Sid.
Everything. Well, that wouldn't be the first time.
I mean, he doesn't want to talk to you.
I have a radio husband, J. Anthony Brown, who is like the most ignorant in the world, and I'm trying to find him all day.
I wish I could stop talking to you. I really do.
Yeah, you do. But it is a part of your job responsibility.
Okay. Leave that
it's
one
in the
guy.
Contract. Why
you
do you
got
have to
so
be...
many other football players you can talk to. Leave that
but
guy
But if you
alone.
Are a popular player.
About deflated
player,
balls. That's all. Yeah. That's all you got to talk about.
You know what? This is what's wrong with our world because mm-hmm. it is showing kids that it's okay to be an ass and to go out
there.
He's
been an ass. He's not bothering anybody.
Yeah, he is. It's well, not a question of.
No, okay. He's an ass.
When you're in the club and you don't want to dance,
no,
that's
Jay,
the same thing.
Same,
right?
It's
you're
not.
Just being an ass.
It's not the
here?
Same thing. Okay, so you call me an ass, so I don't because I don't want to dance. I just want to go there and listen to the music. But the
and
point
he doesn't
is,
talk.
This is what you're showing kids that it's okay. You have rules.
There's
rules
kids
are
in
made.
School that don't want to talk. My daughter's a teacher. She tells
Jay,
you. She tells her kids
not,
that don't
all
want
kinds
to talk.
Of things.
Leave them alone.
No,
he just doesn't want to talk.
I have a friend.
It's not
the
a kid
exact
in school
same...
player. You got to come back on
come
that.
Come thank you, Tom. There are kids in school that don't want to talk.
Okay. They don't talk.
Yeah, but
okay.
that ain't the.
But it's a part of.
That's not this.
But
issue.
Class participation is a part of your
but
grade.
Everybody don't want to participate, Sybil.
But you still have to.
Oh, no,
you
don't.
Have
no,
to.
This isn't
grade school, Sid.
This guy doesn't want to talk.
Tom,
this is a grown
man. He's the one. Yeah. He brought up the whole school thing. But my point is, there's some things you may not want to do. You just got to do it.
Well, he's doing
and
some he, things he didn't want to do.
He did it. He said, I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
Right.
He did show up, and that is a big step. But he's showing up because, you know, he doesn't want to get fined. But it's so endemic of what's wrong with us.
Oh, okay. And now you're going words. I don't mean an argument. I hate when you do that. See, that's not fair.
That's not fair.
But if you had raised your hand and participated in class, you might know what endemic means.
I can't
she already
throwing
a big word on you. You throw a big word on you. You just shut you
it's
down.
So
just shut me down, man.
Come with a Bible verse, please.
Yeah, give me a Bible verse. I can talk.
Give me a Bible verse.
The man does not
Andrea,
want to talk.
Give me a Bible verse for a man don't have to talk. What does it say in the Bible? That'll stop us. See, I just brought it up. I don't even know what I'm talking about. And she backed down. A Bible verse. I don't even have one.
It's not a back down. It's just that I think that we need to talk about this. This is something that
is necessary. You make this guy talk, and you make him so we made him talk. Now he's saying what you don't want to hear. Do you leave him alone now?
No.
So now you said you got to talk. He says, okay, I'll talk. I'll say one thing.
He did show up. He didn't show up for the entire time, but he did show up. And the important thing is that he shows up when he plays football.
And
he
says, yes,
we
had a good game.
I love him.
Thank you very much.
I love him.
I love him.
It's a part of his job.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Leave that guy alone. Leave him alone. It's like when you're married, if your wife doesn't want to talk.
Okay, it's like you're in school.
You can't make her talk.
It's like you're in school. It's like you're married.
You can't make people talk, Sybil. You can't. You can't make them talk. When you give
your man the silent treatment, and you know that hurts, you know the silent treatment
we
hurts.
We give each other the silent treatment because he doesn't want to talk, and I don't want to be bothered with him when he's being a jerk.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Andrew, I
you're
need
being,
that Bible
you're
word.
Being
really bad.
Sybil, you're being very endemic or something. I don't know what the word is, but
I need a Bible
give me a big word.
There's
need,
something
I
in the Bible.
I need a Bible verse and a big word. That's what I need.
That's all you need, yeah. Let's go.